Welcome, and thank you for listening to the podcast of North Etowah Baptist Church. Visit us online at northetowah.org. Rather than church being a place where people far from God are met with shame, guilt, and condemnation, we believe Jesus leads us to be a family that extends His grace, mercy, and forgiveness to everyone. We hope you enjoy today's service.
I want to share with you a quick word from Psalm chapter 9. Just a couple of verses. If y'all take one of those Bibles out of the pew, if you don't have one, Jonathan, if you'll put that up on the screen for us real quick. God bless us with a faith lift. That's what I'm calling this tonight, faith lift. We need a faith lift, not a facelift, but a faith lift. And tonight I want us to look at Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 and 2 again. I'm going to go as quick as I possibly can because I know you didn't come to hear me. But I know that God's Word is alive and it will not return to Him void. So if you will follow along, it's on the screen in front of you. It's also in my Bible in front of me. And you can look there in the Bible in the pew if you would like. God's Word said in Psalms chapter 9, verse 1, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for your word. Let it not return to you void. And God, thank you so very much for blessing us with voices and for Central Harmony coming tonight to bless us just above and beyond anything that we could ever imagine. Thank you for the voices you've given to these young people, and I pray that they will continue to bring good news with their voice to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And now, God, as we look into these verses real quickly, just let us glean from your word, hear what you have for us to hear tonight. Let my mouth speak what you want us to hear this evening, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. First thing you see here is that in this verse, in these verses, you see that we must praise Him. The first thing we see, we must praise Him. That right there is in, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. Part of praise is giving thanks. So tonight I want us to notice that we've got to give thanks to the Lord for all that He has done in all things. Thank Him for everything. Thank Him for how He is using every circumstance. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks to Him in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Friend, you came in here tonight, you brought some baggage with you, you've got all sorts of stuff you've been carrying around with you, you have been carrying around, like I said at the very beginning in our first prayer, talking about you may have some marital issues with your spouse, you may have some issues at school that you're dealing with. You may have some things at work that you are dealing with. Friends, you may have been diagnosed with a dire illness with the doctor. Different things have occurred, but I want you to know that God's Word says in everything we must praise Him. There was a seasoned preacher, a guy that had been preaching for a long time in a crowded restaurant. He was sitting at a stool over next to the counter, and before he ate, he bowed his head to pray. When he opened his eyes, another man was staring at him. He said, sir, you got a headache? He said, no. He said, well, is something wrong with your food? He said, no, I'm simply thanking God for my meal. He said, oh, you're one of those, are you? I earn my money by the sweat of my brow. I don't have to give thanks to nobody when I eat. I just dig right in and start eating. That seasoned preacher looked at him and said, well, you're just like my dog. He does that too. I just wanted you to laugh at me a minute. You know, we humans are not very good at giving thanks. We're not very good at returning thanks where thanks is due. I was enjoying this morning for the children's moment. I had some candy. But after church, there was some children up here. And some of them was wanting some candy, and they was taking candy. But you know what I noticed above everything? The parents were saying, go tell him thank you. They were reminding their children, different parents, Tell him thank you. They were instilling how a young person needs to learn the act of gratitude. And I appreciate that so very much because, friends, we don't say thank you enough. We don't say thank you to each other enough, and we sure don't say thank you to God enough. Count your blessings. Note everything that God has done for you. You have got clothes. You may not have the designer stuff, but you got clothes. You've got a vehicle. You got here. You're breathing. You are alive. You have got it. God has blessed you so abundantly, and we all need to praise Him according to this verse here. Let's go to the next one. The next part of that verse 1, I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. We must tell Jesus. We must tell everybody about Jesus. That's what it means to recount. Spread the good news. You ladies, y'all were doing that, spreading the good news. Up here saying, I know that my Redeemer lives. I know that He is alive. In this time of year, we're getting ready to go into the Easter season. And I tell you, dear friend, if you're here tonight and you don't have a relationship with Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need that. The most important decision you'll ever make in life is what you are going to do with Jesus Christ. He died on that cross of Calvary for you. And I, for one, and I'm going to join with these that were singing, I know that my Redeemer lives. Everything that God's blessed me with, I need to tell other people. I need to tell my friends at school. And I need to live like I say that I believe. And at work, and at Walmart, or Food City, or Piggly Wiggly, or if we ever do get our new Waffle House when we go there, wherever, friends, when that guy cuts you off in traffic, we need to act like a Christian. And we need to tell other people. See, sometimes we're not using our audible voices, but we use our actions. And people see how we live, how we act. We can tell everybody, oh, I'm a Christian, but on Friday night I'm not acting like it. You know what I mean? I'm a Christian, I go to church. But why were you doing that with that young feller or that young lady? I'm a Christian. Why are you laughing at that joke, dude, at work? Why are you telling those jokes? Why are you sneaking around on your spouse? You see what I mean? We got to tell of Him. And when we tell of Him, we're telling of Him with our actions, not just with our mouth, but with our actions as well. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, Jesus said in Matthew 28, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Behold, I am with you. Jesus is with you. He's going to be with you. So, we got to praise Him, we got to tell of Him, and then in verse 2, I will be glad and exult in you. We must rejoice in Him. I'm telling you, I know you, y'all were wanting to rejoice along with these singers, wasn't you? Wow, it makes me get excited. And friends, here's the thing, like I told you a while ago, when you brought something in here, you've got that baggage. Listen to Habakkuk. That's hard to even say, you know, Habakkuk. Back in chapter 3 in the Old Testament, Habakkuk 3 and verse 17 and 18. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, listen to all this failure, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, it's just dire straits, it's bad. Verse 18, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. Whew. No matter what you're going through, friend. Habakkuk was writing about having nothing, yet he was rejoicing in the God of his salvation. See, I'm guilty. Y'all ever guilty of complaining about what you don't have? Yeah, you are. Just say yes. Y'all done it sometime. Y'all are older, I know, some of you. But you did it one time. I know at least once. Complaining about what you don't have. We've all done that. Or that you don't have enough. We've all been there at one point or another. Friends, we ought to be rejoicing. Whatever we have, the good Lord has blessed us. If God took away what you got, would you still be rejoicing? We should be. Habakkuk is. God's word saying, you know, even if he takes it all, it's going to be okay. The more we get to know God, the more we rejoice, the more we want to rejoice. Oh, for 1,000 tongues to sing my great Redeemer's name. How great thou art. Then sings my soul. Oh, wow, God is good. We ought to be excited, church. We ought to be excited, Christian. We ought to just be people in this town, in this community, in this area, all of McMinn County, ought to be hearing us. Wherever you go, they ought to say, there's something different about that lady. There's something different about that man. There's something different about that young boy or young girl. They are happy. We ought to always be that way, friend. We ought to be rejoicing because of all that God has done. And then, last part I want to share with you is that right down there in verse number 2 of chapter 9, it says, I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. God desires and God deserves our praise. There is nothing or nobody that deserves it or desires it more than God Almighty. He alone is worthy of our praise. Singing praise to Him is just something we ought to do. Something we ought to do. And it started out this evening with shout to the Lord. And tonight we are going to sing a time of response. A time of invitation. Well, here in the Baptist church, what that means is it's a chance for you to say, yeah, I want to talk to God a little bit more about this. And it's a chance for you to come to the altar and talk to Him and say, you know, I need to get it right with you. Maybe. I don't ever want a certain church service to go. Rarely does one go that I don't tell you about being a Christian. You see, that most important decision you ever make is really easy to become a Christian. Now, all of us seasoned Christians that are here, you know it's hard to live like a Christian. But to become a Christian, it's pretty easy. To become a Christian, you just admit your sin, just like all of us. You believe that Jesus died on the cross and He rose again. And you believe that He is in heaven. That's what we're going to celebrate at Easter, His resurrection. And then you confess your sins to Him. You confess Him as your Lord. You tell Him, I want to live for you. And turn and go the other way. You see, when we're going, well, let's just say it like it is. Ladies and gentlemen, you're only going one of two ways. You are either headed toward heaven or you're headed toward hell. Now, hell's not that way and heaven's not that, but you know what I'm trying to say. You're either going one way. You're going to heaven or you are going to hell. I want you to know, I don't care what the world tells you, there's no in between. There is no other direction. Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't get to heaven except through me. And that's when we place our faith and trust in Him. If you don't do that, you are going to hell. There's no doubt about it. The pit fires of the devil. That's where you're headed. But we are here to proclaim the good news of salvation, and Jesus Christ died so that you don't have to do that. All you have to do is receive His free gift of salvation. And oftentimes, I'm not going to really give you my keys, but I tell you what, if I were to reach out and offer these keys to you, you know what you'd have to do? You'd have to reach out and take them. That's what Jesus Christ does with salvation. He says, here's salvation. I died on the cross for you, and I'm offering it to you. But you know something? What do you have to do? You have to reach out and receive it and take it. You have to receive that salvation. So tonight, friend, I hope you will receive that. Tonight, whatever your need is, when we come to sing this time of invitation, what are we singing tonight, Jason? I Must Tell Jesus. What a great song. We're going to be singing that together. I Must Tell Jesus. I Must Tell Jesus. And friend, if you need to tell Jesus something, you come. I'm going to be standing up here, and I would like to pray with you. But you know why I don't have to? There may be somebody else that you want to pray with you. You can come to this altar, pray, and you don't have to tell me a thing. But if you want to come tell me, I would love to talk with you, pray with you. You want to know more about salvation, I would love to share that with you, tell you a little more. But at this time, I want us to pray, and then I'm going to ask Jason and Kay to come, and we are going to sing a hymn of invitation. Let's pray together. Father God, we come unto you in the name of Jesus, our Savior. And Lord, I pray that whatever occurs in this time of response, that you would be revealed. And God, I pray that each one of us will get this faith lift, that our faith will be stronger, and that we will be strong at school, at work, on the job, wherever we may be, on the highways and byways of life. God, I pray that tonight, if there's any decision to be made, that people would move accordingly. Thank you for this time we've had this evening. Again, thank you for voices to lift praises to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
You've been listening to the services at North Etowah Baptist Church. If you made a decision for Christ today, head over to northetowah.org/contact. Fill out the form and someone from our staff will be quick to contact you. Not to mention, we'd love to worship with you. All worship times and other activities can be found on our website. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless you.